Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Mouse Chatters Steve, Chris, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, hey.
Oh, come on.
Oh, hey.
You guys were holding out on me.
No, we didn't want to step on each other.
I got nervous.
Yeah, because you get nervous.
It's like our 400th show.
Right, we've only been doing this for how many years?
How many have we done so far?
I don't know. I'll have to look. Let someone look on iTunes. They're all there.
Well, if we're going into our third year.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
There's no way to calculate that.
That's,
you know what,
no,
you
well,
have to always say minus one because of that one that Steve did and didn't tell us about.
Oh. So we'd be at like 150-ish.
Wow.
If you did one a week.
You know
well,
what that
no,
means.
We missed our 100th show.
Mm-hmm.
But on the upside.
We should have celebrated.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate. Well, we can celebrate when we get down next week. Steve, where are you taking us to dinner?
I don't know. Maybe a quick service somewhere.
Right. You can have any hot dog off the menu that you want.
I would not complain about that. Because Steve's cheap. So
you know what though? The good part about having more than 100 shows is now we can be picked up for syndication. So we can live off the residuals for years to come.
Oh, thank God. I was really getting worried about that.
Shouldn't there have been a cake? Like, congratulations on your 100th show, Mouse Chat.
You didn't get a cake? I got a cake.
I didn't get a cake.
Well, it's obvious who the star of the show is. I mean, I didn't want to say anything, but, you know.
So how long did it take Donna to make the cake for you?
Ouch! You know that is hurtful.
That was goodly.
It's true, but it's
like the negative one.
Ouch! Ouch! This is.
Don't you claim the spotlight,
when
Mister?
Dominated by women.
What
is our topic tonight?
Apparently, Bob is the topic.
Yeah.
No. Our topic tonight is going to be just kind of fun. We love when we do these little favorites and top five shows. Tonight is going to be your favorite resort for each category. Favorite value, moderate, deluxe, and deluxe villa. And just a couple words on why. Bob, favorite value.
Okay, my favorite value. Probably Pop Century. As to why? I don't know. I think it's the most well maintained, or it just seems that way to me. I like the theming of the different decades. I think that's kind of a neat idea. And for some reason, it doesn't seem as in your face as, let's say, All Star Music or Sports with the giant icons, even though. It too has giant icons. I think it's clean, it's comfortable, like all the values. And I like now with Art of Animation open, I like that you can just walk over and explore that resort as well, landscape of flavors, food court and their gift shop and stuff. And no real reason. I stayed there, but it's been a few years, but I really enjoyed it, and it's where I recommend people who are looking for values to stay. And I can't say I've ever had complaints from people. They all seem very, very happy when they stay at Pop.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did that walkover a couple weeks ago. We were at Pop Century. Yeah. And it was really, you just walk right over the bridge and you're right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's super close. And it's a pretty walk too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a pretty walk. I agree.
Yeah. That's not bad. Okay. So how about Steve?
Well, I think we're all going to have the same answer. I mean, it's definitely, I think, between Pop Century and Art of Animation. The Little Mermaid rooms over at Art of Animation are really nice. And it's new. And like Bob said, the food court is really nice. And then we've taken a few tours of Pop Century. And Pop Century looks pretty neat as well. Although I've never actually stayed there.
Have you stayed at any of the values except for Art of Animation?
I've only stayed at Art of Animation.
Okay.
And I stayed in the family suite in Cars Land. That was definitely very, very nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
So I think, Lauren, what's your favorite value?
My favorite is Pop. Honestly, I love Art of Animation, and if Disney would discount the standard rooms at some point, I might change my tune. Because honestly, the reason why Little Mermaid rooms are not in my top is because of the fact that they don't discount them.
Yeah,
it's not popular. Because of the Leering King Triton.
No, I actually think I love the Art of Animation grounds. I love the resort. I think the theming is great. But when it comes down to it, my favorite value is Pop because of the fact that you can get discounts. It's clean. The staff there is nice. I just think the grounds are nice. I'm staying there next week.
Okay.
So, but if they discounted the Little Mermaid, I might change my tune.
All right. Chris?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to add anything new to this. I'm going to agree with Lauren and everybody else and say it's Pop. Although, really, my favorite value, price, you know, discounts, availability, and all that notwithstanding, would be Art of Animation, because I really do think it's the smartest thing that Disney has done as far as resorts go. You can't beat those suites. If you've got a family of five like we do, it's just a really nice option. But for the cost, for like a quick place to go in, stay, not pay too much money, it's Pop. Because you're always, almost always going to get a discount.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's very clean.
Single bus stop, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice
too.
I'm not a fan
of the All-Stars at all.
Yes, it's like we have the same brain.
We do.
I don't like the All-Stars that much either.
But they're fine.
Yeah, they're okay.
They're okay. And I book a lot of people there. I mean, I always joke, I'm the queen of the values. Most of my clients are staying at values. And I would say, you know, probably a third of them pick the All-Stars. But most people want Pop if they're staying in a value.
I agree. I'm sloppy pickup at the end, but Pop, it's got good icons. It's good. It's good, clean, easy, bed, shower, good.
Do you know what? I also think the colors over there aren't as jarring. Like when you're talking about not Art of Animation, but the All-Stars, the colors are also like in your face. Whereas at Pop, they're a little more subtle.
Oh, you think so?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. I think Pop is pretty big and wild too.
It is, but I think that they're not like, you know, it's not like purple contrast, you know, with a red contrast. I don't know. That kind of,
I don't want to see that.
And everything at Pop Century when we were just there looked new. I mean, it looked just like Art of Animation.
Yeah,
like
that resort very well, I think.
The Jungle Book characters, everything looked brand new.
I will tell you that I've had some not so great cast members at the All-Stars. And when Natalie was on the show, she and I actually stayed there when we went down for food and wine. And we had just the worst time there. I've never had that happen at Pop. I've always had really good cast members there.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
I do wish that they would show some more love to the rooms and grounds at the All-Stars, don't you think?
Yeah. I think the All-Stars need something.
Lauren, do you remember when we toured the suites of the All-Stars a couple years ago, what happened?
We did music, didn't we?
Chairs and suites?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There were a lot of problems. Yeah, they were falling apart. And this was a room that they had actually had a Disney person take travel agents who sell Disney and give us a tour. Yeah, she was not happy. So
I think the issue is they have so many groups and people come through, sports groups and cheer groups and just lots of people come through those rooms that they get beat up pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good.
Yeah, but they all stay in the moderates too.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, that's true.
Riverside is another popular spot. So is Caribbean Beach.
You have to think that Riverside gets hit hard with families of five all the time.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why it's so popular, because it's the only moderate that sleeps five, and
it's
still looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it still looks really good. So.
Well, since you started the moderates, I guess we can jump into that.
All right. Well, Chris wanted to go first, so Chris, go with moderates.
This is, I don't I don't know how to take this because I never get to go first. I'm getting a little teary. Okay, let me see. I'm going to go with Porter Lane's Riverside. I know that a lot of people are going to go with French Quarter, and I will skip the reasons why they're going to do it because I know everyone's going to talk about it. But I like Riverside. I think that the theming is a nice compromise between what adults like and what kids like. So
yeah, I agree with that.
And it has a good food court, or I guess it's just a quick service location, but I like that a lot.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Steve.
All right, so I have two, and I'll tell you why I like Riverside, and then I'm going to switch it. But I like the theming of Riverside. I like the grounds and the swimming hole and the giant oak tree, and then they have fishing, and then they have the boat launch, so you can take a boat ride down to Downtown Disney. But I think I like, and nobody likes this one. I like,
you better not say Coronado.
I like Coronado Springs.
Ugh.
I like Coronado Springs because
Chris, hush.
It's a convention.
Wait, we know why Steve likes Coronado Springs.
Hey.
It's a convention resort. So you have some extra things there. So you have, a fitness center that you don't have at the other ones. You've got I think the full service restaurant there is the best one out of all of them. I haven't heard good things about the full service restaurant over at Riverside.
Maya Grill's great.
Yeah, so Maya Grill over at Coronado is good, but the one at, I haven't heard good things about Caribbean Beach, and I haven't heard good things about boat rights. So I think Coronado Springs, and I like the pool area, and I like the ground.
The overall feeling, it takes you there. It's got good theming.
Yeah.
I hate that place. It looks like you're on the moon. Those big rocks that they had outside of our room that I will say the inside of the rooms are pretty, but the outside, it's so awful. And it's so massive.
I don't mind walking.
You just like it because of the bar.
It gets me started in the morning when I'm walking, getting over there and the sun's coming up.
I mind the walk, but I think the grounds are pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lake is nice.
And it's got a nice, And it's, I just like that resort. And it's a good value.
I think if you're in the cabanas, it's a great spot.
Yep. And now the food court, continually, they keep changing it from buffet to all you can eat. I don't know. They keep switching up how that works, and that's the only thing that's a little disturbing.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here. And between the typical four, you've got Coronado Springs Resort, you've got Caribbean Beach, you have Port Orleans French Quarter and Port Orleans Riverside, but you also have the cabins, which are technically a moderate. So I'm going with the cabins.
They're so pricey. I never consider them.
That's a good point, though. The cabins are a great moderate.
They're
a nice option.
My choice for a moderate. I like them. You get a lot of room. I don't know if I would put six people in there, but it can accommodate six. But I
think you could do six if you had four kids and two grown-ups.
Yeah, yes. That you could do. And you'd have to have, small enough kids. I mean, the bunk beds, you can put, teenagers in those. That doesn't matter. But to share the double, you're going to need younger kids, under 10.
Well, but you know what? I mean, when you say that, that's, double.
Yeah, but adults sleep in doubles in values.
Yeah.
And I think feel more cramped is that one side of the bed is up against the wall. And so
I think
makes it seem smaller. And there's only one bathroom.
That's the kicker.
Yeah, unlike Art of Animation.
There's one.
There's one in the back bedroom, I thought.
There's a sink.
Hallway.
There's one. I've stayed there. There's one.
There's a sink in the back, right?
No.
Is that what it is, a sink?
Or a mirror or something. There's something directly across.
There's a dresser with a mirror, and it's built in. And then there's a closet. There's actually a decent-sized closet. It's a bunk bed, between the bunk bed, there's
the
a
left.
No, between the bunk bed, there's, I don't remember there being a sink in there. There's definitely not a bathroom in there.
Looking at my pictures.
Yeah. It's a dresser. Cause what's interesting is we actually were able to set up two pack and plays in there, and it was tight, but we had them in there. Wow. Yeah.
So. You didn't put them in the same one?
They were 10 months old. They wouldn't have fit in there. They were fat babies.
They would have woken each other up, too.
That's
true.
They didn't even sleep together, since they were like 6 weeks old.
Okay. Let's see. So. Bob.
You know,
you're making me go last because you know what mine is.
This is actually a hard one for me because it's been a long time since I stayed in a moderate. And I kind of see pros and cons to them. Years ago, I stayed, I think, at what is now Port Orleans French Quarter back when it was, I forget what it was called, way back
Dixie Landings.
Dixie Landings. And it was horrible. But it was going through refurbishment too at that time, or it was going to go under refurbishment. So it clearly needed it, but I think it was a total turnoff to me. Now it's beautiful. I mean, Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter. I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those. I stayed, the last moderate I think I stayed in was Caribbean Beach, and I actually liked it. I thought it was great. I thought the pool area was nice, and this was before the pool refurbishment. And I think what that offers now with that water area for kids is a lot of fun.
It's at the bottom of my list.
But the downside is how big that resort is. Just like Coronado Springs, which I think has a great pool area with a dig site and a great hot tub, but they're just huge. If you don't have your own vehicle, getting around within the resort if you need to is just so time consuming. I think it's a big turnoff, and it's something to consider.
Especially with all the rain. Yeah. I mean, if you're going when it's raining and hot, that is kind of a down or a point.
Yeah, a negative. Yeah, yep. to consider. Yeah, that's a very good point. But then you could argue too. Well, what about the longhouses at the Polynesian? When it's hot and rainy and you have to run from your longhouse to the pool or the longhouse to the main building. So kind of the same argument there. But, yeah, they're so spread out. But the rooms were fine, and I enjoyed the hotel, and I think I actually stayed at Caribbean Beach two or three times. So I always seem to come back to that.
I'm just not a fan.
Me neither.
It doesn't do much for me. I mean, the theming is good. It takes to the Caribbean.
But the grounds need work.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they need work.
The grounds need work. I have a hard time endorsing that one.
It has double beds. I mean, you're asking someone to pay basically for a value room. You're asking them to pay moderate prices. And I have to tell you, lately, I've sent a couple people there lately who were diehard fans who came back and they were like, you know what? We should have listened to you because it stinks. So, yeah. I mean, not literally stinks.
And I'm not saying it probably doesn't need an update because,
needs a refurbishment.
And one of the reasons it likely the grounds need work is because how big they are, right?
Yeah. Saw, last time we were there, right, Chris? We saw them like.
No grass.
Just like the plants and stuff, no grass. Mud pulled out.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but that's not acceptable.
Right. There was, now in fairness, there had been a lot of rain.
There
but,
was a
I
hard
mean,
freeze
it
or something,
been,
or it rained or something. I can't remember. And they were replacing
it
all.
Rain, yeah. It just looked bad. It looked bad. And the bedding was really budget looking. I mean, even by hotel room bedding standards, it just, those bedspreads were terrible.
And it makes no sense that the other moderates has queen beds and they have the double beds. Mm-hmm. And Chris, you make a good point. You are asking people to pay for
a moderate
when they're getting just a little bit more space in the room and what else? Maybe a better themed pool area, possibly.
Yeah. The pool is nice.
Yeah,
I think they did a nice job with that refurbishment, but.
But you know what? When you walk into a moderate, the door doesn't hit the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah.
To say a little bit more space, it's significant space, I think.
I will say that I try to be really respectful with people, whether it's on my Facebook page or a client or something, who says they want to stay a certain place. I don't go, oh, that's terrible, even though I have opinions about every resort on property. Caribbean Beach is the one place I'm outspoken about. I don't like to send anyone there. Exactly. I mean, Lauren, you and I have talked about this a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't like to send anyone there who doesn't have fair warning.
Yeah,
me too, because I don't want anybody coming back to me and saying, oh, you didn't tell me this. Or, you know, I'm like, if you want to go into it with eyes wide open, I'm all for it.
Yes. Are the pirate rooms still bad? Are the pirate rooms still bad and uncomfortable?
Yes, yeah. They're terrible. And that's the other sad thing. Is you get, yeah, well, and you get parents supposed to be who far. Get excited about them, and you're kind of like, okay, well, I hope you have a strong back.
Right. And that's unacceptable,
and,
too, because...
And really good sneakers, because it's a 12-minute walk from there to the main area.
Yeah, so, and I do think that that's not acceptable either, because how many complaints have they had at this point from travel agents, from guests, from so many people saying those beds are terrible? It's like sleeping on
cement.
On like a it's like sleeping on a foam mattress.
Do you know
like
what you would get best? In a jail?
Well, they want they you have to like swab the deck and then sleep on it.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what it reminds me of
is authentic.
Is if you've seen like prison shows like Lock Up, where they somebody goes in and they give them that mat that they put on their slab that's in built into the wall. That's essentially
that's
what you're sleeping on an egg crate, and of course your back is gonna hurt. And do you really want your back hurting and your feet hurting from a long walk
and
while you're
wait,
gonna
wait,
trudge
and you
through
paid
the
extra
parks?
For it.
Yes, you paid extra for it. So
there's an upcharge for that extra.
I think their Nemo rooms are pretty weak.
Oh, see, everybody loves those. I have not seen the Nemo room yet. I cannot pass it.
Seen Nemo? You know what? We looked in the windows. You remember?
Did we?
They wouldn't open it for us, but the windows were open and we looked in, And it looked bad.
It looked like Nemo wallpaper and Nemo bedding.
That's what,
yeah,
I mean, those were their
impressive.
First attempts.
It wasn't
at
like
that.
The way you're immersed in the theme in the Little Mermaid rooms. And
Yeah, well, and if you look at the ones at Universal Studios, Universal Studios has theme rooms, and they're the same as like those Nemo rooms, where it's like wallpaper and a couple.
Right, and I think, well, it's interesting, yes, and I think that they are. I think Universal now is realizing, hey, there's money in theme rooms because they're redoing some rooms and in the Despicable Me theme.
I saw that
bomb-shaped beds and wallpaper and curtains and stuff. So yeah, I think the appeal is there for people. People love the idea of sleeping in a princess themed room or a Nemo room or a pirate room, but. Sleeping on something that feels like the deck of a ship is a little too realistic. I mean, my long answer is it's tough for me, but where I typically send people is Riverside or French Quarter because they are...
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, I agree with the points that everybody raised, that it offers something for kids and adults. They seem quiet enough. They're not huge. You know, they're easy to navigate. You've got
They have a great location. It's a very central location on property. So, you know, you're not like if you stay at Wilderness Lodge, you're close to the Magic Kingdom in theory. But you're far from everything else. You know, with Port Orleans, you're centrally located. So you kind of have a very nice commute to any of the parks.
I do think that it's tough with the moderates because they do have good themes. You know, Coronado, Caribbean, French Quarter and Riverside, they all have good themes, but they're not very Disney-esque.
Yeah.
If you want screaming in your face Disney, you need to go to Pop or one of the values.
Yeah. Go to Art of Animation.
Yeah, Art of Animation. There you go. Talk about screaming in your face.
So for me, I'm not a big fan of the moderates because I just don't think it's worth the money for the difference between the values and the moderates. I don't think it's worth enough just to have a slightly bigger room.
See, I disagree.
I know. That's why you always stay there. Like, I notice a lot of times when we come down, you always want to stay at Port Orleans, whereas I'm like, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
For me, I think, and especially with the way free dining works now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think if you are doing, you know, Pop Century for like $200 more, you can get Port Orleans French Quarter, have a little bit more amenities, have queen beds versus double beds, have you know, a little pool slide,
more space,
and it's a little more space, and it's just a little bit more usually at that point with free dining, because with free dining with the value resorts, they give quick service free dining and you can upgrade to the plus, but sometimes the difference in price then, because the moderate resort gets the plus dining.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the difference there, I think that the moderate is a better way to go. It's a better value for you at that point.
I think if I'm on an AP discount or something, I'm going to go with a value or try to go for a deluxe because, you know, that's, I love those. But you make a good point about the free dining. That is true.
Yeah, and that resort, we stayed at Port Orleans French Quarter, and it's quaint. It's a lot smaller. It's right there. Everything's right there. Has a nice New Orleans feel to it. It was.
Oh, you said that pretty well.
Yeah.
You did.
New Orleans.
Where did that come from?
Very nice.
So I should stop now.
But yeah, before you mess something up.
Quarter is by far my favorite resort out of all of them, even. I love French Quarter. Mm. 7 buildings, 1,000 rooms. It's tiny. It's quaint. It's clean. The staff is nice. I mean, you just, to me, you cannot go wrong.
Do you remember? They have a jacuzzi. What happened when we were at Port Orleans Riverside that one time for a tour, though? And the bathrooms had all the problems?
No.
Remember that?
No.
The bathroom in the lobby had all those problems. And we had to stand there, and it was not good.
Oh, I don't think I knew about that.
You were standing right there with me, fanning yourself.
Was I? I must have not been paying attention.
No, the bathroom.
I don't remember that. Seriously.
Everybody was standing around complaining.
Well, that was when, they were redoing the lobby?
They were redoing the lobby, yes.
Yeah. But in Riverside, I have to say, honestly, the Royal Guest Rooms.
I love those.
I think are one of the best upgrades you can do.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, it puts you in a prime location. Because it's going to put you in the Magnolia Building or is it Oak Manor right next door, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So to pay for it's almost like paying for a preferred room, but then you get the Royal Guest Room theming, which I think is beautiful. I think they did a great job there.
So the only reason I might not recommend those Royal Guest Rooms is they only sleep 4, right?
Right. They only sleep 4.
It looks like they sleep 5 because they have that little fold out thing, but I guess it's a chair. It's not a bed. For a very small job.
Yeah.
I thought they were really pretty.
If you're a family of 4 or less, I think that's a great choice, especially if you have little girls.
So real quick, on the deluxe resorts, we're going to have, there's a lot of deluxe resorts, which is nice. And the ones that you get to choose from, you have Animal Kingdom Lodge, Beach Club Resort, Boardwalk Inn, Contemporary Resort, Grand Floridian Resort, Polynesian, Wilderness Lodge, and Yacht Club. Those are your choices, folks.
Can I pick 2?
No.
Bummer.
You're going to mention it anyway.
I am going to mention it.
So let's see.
I can't control myself.
Steve, you go first.
He went first last time.
Like
Was it Steve or Bob?
Yes.
Okay, so then.
No, it wasn't me last time, no.
Lauren's gone last every time.
Lauren, please go first. And here's
my
a cookie.
My favorite resort is Contemporary.
That is so funny because 2 years ago you wouldn't have said that.
I would not have said that 2 years ago. I did not like Contemporary at all. And then I stayed there a couple times.
Get kind of used to it.
I love the location of Contemporary. I don't know that I would love Contemporary if I was staying in the Garden Wing. But I love staying in the Tower. I love that you can kind of just go right downstairs and there's everything you need is right there. I love the Contempo Cafe. I love the sandwiches there, which is their food court. I love everything about it. The hotel, the rooms are nice and big. I had a Bay Lake view the last time I was there. It was beautiful. We got to watch the water pageant every night. So I loved Contemporary.
Love the water
and you can
pageant.
Walk to Magic Kingdom. It's an easy walk. It's by far become my favorite resort.
Yeah. Okay. That's
my
fair.
Second favorite's Beach.
You.
She had to get that in there.
I had to get it in.
She's
always the
rule
breaker.
5-yard penalty, flag on the play.
No kidding. Send her to timeout.
I'm always in timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Chris.
Okay. I had a really hard time with this one because I like different resorts for different reasons. Like if somebody says to me, I just want something that feels different. I want to escape and I want great theming. I'm going to send them to Animal Kingdom Lodge because I think it's gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like the location, even though we're staying there for like ever next week.
It's funny because as Lauren was talking, I was thinking, take proximity out of the equation, and is it still your yes. favorite? And it does make a big difference.
It does.
But I'll talk about if, that if when it comes to my turn.
If you're not talking about proximity, Animal Kingdom Lodge is going to win every time because I love that resort. You can't beat that lobby. It's just gorgeous. You walk out in the morning on your way to the bus, and it's like, it's grand. You know, it really is. But I also, and I have to say, I love Boardwalk because I can walk to Hollywood Studios or to Beach Club. I love that.
Hey, how come Chris isn't getting in trouble for calling too?
This is going to be my, fair. I know, right? Okay. But see, I'm actually rationalizing my choices. However,
that doesn't help.
Well, my favorite's Beach. If I'm in Magic Kingdom, my favorite's contemporary.
Okay, Chris, continue.
Why am I the only one getting in trouble?
Because you're always in trouble.
It's just habit.
You're the middle child.
I really am.
Actually, Bob
and you're redheaded.
The child. There's no question, right?
Well, I can't help it that all of you are so old.
I know, right?
Yes. I'm just a baby.
Lauren is the middle child.
Because of the proximity to
Epcot. I like that too. However.
Oh, she's got a third. Are you going to yell at her?
No, my absolute favorite. I do love the walk from the, Magic Kingdom to the Contemporary. And I'm staying there for a couple nights starting tomorrow. But the truth is I love the Grand Floridian. Sue me, I love it.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
I just do.
Chris?
And I really... What's that? I'm sorry.
How many is that now?
It's 4.
Yeah. And how many is it supposed to be?
My thought process was to say why I was, you know, despite all that, my favorite is the Grand Floridian. I like it. I like the, I don't know, it's just airy and light and pretty. And I like it there. And I don't even like how it's kind of fancy schmancy. That's kind of a turnoff for me. That Victorian thing does nothing for me. But I like the big white buildings, and I like the location. It smells good. And
I like the walk to Polly too.
And the teddy bear lady. Yeah, I like the walk from there to the Polly quite a bit. So, yes.
Okay.
So that's my favorite, Grand Floridian.
Okay. It's got to be... I don't know. I think I'm going to cheat here now, but Beach Club. Although lately Donna and I have been staying at its sister resort, the Yacht Club. Love the as Chris mentioned, like Boardwalk, you have the very close walking distance to Epcot. You could walk to Hollywood Studios. It's a bit far, but you can take a boat to Hollywood Studios. You can walk over to the Boardwalk for food, dining, shopping, entertainment. So that's great to have there. Excellent pool, probably the best pool on property in Stormalong Bay. And for Donna and I, it was the first resort that I took her to for her trip, you know, our first trip together. So it's kind of got that special significance for us. Despite the fact that they lost my reservation and couldn't find it for half an hour. It got us a junior suite upgrade courtesy of the resort. So that was nice too. So, which is really nice. You should have seen the size of the closet in there. It was amazing. It was bigger than my apartment. It was seriously like bigger than my apartment. so really very, very nice. But lately we tend to enjoy the Yacht Club more because, I think Beach Club appeals more to families. It seems like there's constant hustle and bustle going through the lobby there. Lots of kids, lots of families. It's lighter, brighter. It's got a different nice smell to it. Yacht Club is quieter, seems to appeal to single adult travelers or business people, darker toned woods, just a little bit quieter. So for right now, we like that, but I mean, we would be happy with either one. So that is a favorite.
Okay. All right, Steve.
Wow. I mean, they're all good.
It's when you get to the deluxe class,
it's hard to pick. Hard. It is very hard. I mean, the ones that I don't favor as much, and maybe it's just because I haven't even stayed in them in so long, is the Contemporary, and then and Boardwalk. But I love the Beach Club for all the reasons that Bob pointed out, Animal Kingdom, because where else can you go and stay like you're in Africa right there on the savannah and see animals when you wake up in the morning. And it's just a beautiful resort, especially at night. Beach Club is just the proximity to everything. The pool. The one.
Does it matter, beach or yacht, for you?
I like beach. I don't know. I guess I like beach better just because I've always stayed there. And then the one that I'm going to pick Wilderness Lodge. I like Wilderness Lodge for the holidays. Wilderness Lodge is like a great...
It is pretty at the holidays.
It is just like...
But the rooms are kind of...
Yeah, the rooms are a little small.
It's like a deluxe minus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, that's why they're cheaper.
You're close.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good price.
Yeah, but so is Animal Kingdom.
It's a good price point.
True.
And it's close. It's got a nice pool. I like Artist Point. I like the lobby.
Artist Point's yummy.
And you can take the boat right there. To get over
I
to
love
Magic
the grounds.
Kingdom. Yeah, it's just a nice... And it's when you drive up to that resort, you know, it's like you're in the national parks.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's cool. Gosh. You know, when people ask me my favorite resort, the typical answer is Beach Club. But like everyone else, there are good things about each resort. Beach Club is just... It feels like home. And... You know, the smells, you know your way around if you keep going there over and over. You know how to get from here to there. I love being able to walk over to Epcot and taking that boat over to Studios. And it's literally home. But then, you know, I listen to each of you talk about the different resorts. I do love the beauty and the total submersion at the two lodges, Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge. They do a fantastic job. Lauren's talking about Contemporary, and it's a good, it's big rooms, it's right there, proximity. And then having recently stayed at the Grand Floridian, you know, I've never been a fan, but I love the location. Being able to jump on that monorail and get to the Magic Kingdom or take a boat right back. You know, Chris was over at Bay Lake Tower, and we kind of hung out with her for a little while, and just being able to park over at Bay Lake Tower and walk to the Magic Kingdom it's cool. There are so many things that really enhance your stay, and it just makes you happy. Love Wilderness Lodge. What did I miss?
I think it's so hard to choose.
Polynesian. I'm not a fan.
You know what's interesting? Polynesian is supposed to be one of the most popular resorts, if not the most popular resort on property. None of us mentioned it.
I'm not a fan. I may need to stay there to become a fan, but I'm just simply not a fan. And we got to see some of the rooms there, and they're nice. They're very nice, and they've got space, but it doesn't wow me. And we talked a little bit about Boardwalk as well.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been one of my favorites simply because it doesn't have a grand lobby where you want to, it's not inviting to go sit like the Beach Club or Grand Floridian or Wilderness Lodge.
And it has the scary clown pool that's going to eat you.
I've never gone in that pool. I have seen it. But That doesn't bother me. I can understand where it would bother a lot of people.
I think do they like
that
clowns?
That scares me.
It scares me. And at night with the eyes glowing,
I have a clown issue though.
Yeah, I think actually my kids really like that pool. They were just talking about it the other day. I mean, it can't hold a candle to like Animal Kingdom Lodge's pool, which are so really nice and well landscaped and a nice slide and everything.
Have them read Stephen King's It and see how much they like.
Yeah.
They like the boardwalk pool.
Yeah, no, I actually like the lobby in there. I love the colors in that lobby. Like the soft greens and cream. It's just really pretty.
You know what bothers me about Boardwalk is the breezeway connecting the lobby to the buildings, you know, the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like I should be able to go out the door straight to the boardwalk, and you can't.
Yeah, you have to go downstairs.
Yeah, that bugs me, and I don't know why. But
yeah, but you know, it is. It's probably a 15-minute walk to either. Well, it's 15-minute walk to either Studios or Epcot. You cannot beat that. Mm-hmm. We stay there twice now, and we've never used the boat one time. So,
well, aren't you special?
Well, it is. That's part of what makes, you know.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know. I love that resort.
So many great resorts. I didn't think it would be this difficult, especially.
Did you pick one?
You
have to pick Beach Club. You guys always go there. That's your thing.
Yeah, I'm picking beach because it's home. But there are so many valid reasons to pick other resorts that, you know, if someone starts talking about Wilderness Lodge, I'm like, oh, I love that place. It's my favorite. And I can say that about, I'm not going to say it about Grand Floridian, but I'm not going to say that I dislike Grand Floridian now.
Now that you stayed there. Yeah.
Yeah. The jury is still out on Polynesian and, Contemporary. I like that. I would definitely stay there. You know, Yacht and Beach, Boardwalk, those are all great resorts. I do have a happier feeling in the Beach Club than the Yacht Club. And then Animal Kingdom Lodge. What am I missing?
How come I'm the only one that wasn't allowed to do more than one?
Because you went first.
Yeah. we planned it this way.
People stink.
Gotcha.
Well, let's go on to the villas then.
All right. Well, I'm not prepared, but I'm going to take villas first because I didn't get to go first for anything. So the villas that you're going to get to choose from for your favorite, you've got Saratoga Springs. That is resort and spa, if that comes into play at all. You've got Beach Club Villas, Boardwalk Villas, Old Key West Resort, villas at Wilderness Lodge, Bay Lake Tower, which those are villas, Animal Kingdom Villas. You've got Jumbo and Kidani. If you don't want to specify, I don't care. I'm good with just, you know, generics. And then we can't really speak to it, but the villas at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort, that is going to be coming out in November.
I thought it was October.
I think it's October. Chris, you're staying in November, right?
It's opening October 23rd. Okay. So tentatively, I'm staying. You know, might change my mind.
Okay. So I'm going with the Beach Club because that's what I like. And that's all I'm going to say about it. All right. It's not all I'm going to say about it. I do also like Old Key West because it does have a lot of room. I like the space that you have over at Old Key West. Oh, but Bay Lake Tower. Man, this is tough.
You cannot. You know what? You can't. Have you guys stayed at Bay Lake Tower yet?
Haven't stayed. No, just.
Let me tell you why you can't pick Bay Lake Tower. Because they have the stupidest doors. They have those pocket doors and they don't close all the way. And when I stayed there a couple of weeks ago with Tanya, who's another agent, and she and I just at one point we just gave up on the doors. We're like, you know what? We're not even going to bother closing it because it just didn't close all the way. And when you're a mom and you're trying to get ready and you've got little kids coming in the bathroom, I mean, it's nice to be able to lock the door. That's not happening there.
So you know Tanya on a whole nother level.
I do.
Oh, we all know Tanya on a whole
nother level. I know, right? I will say I love everything else about those villas. I just don't care for the bathrooms. And to me, the bathrooms are kind of important. So.
Oh, yeah, Animal Kingdom.
I don't like Bay Lake Tower at all. It's just very cold to me. There's no real lobby. I don't know. I don't
know what it's like.
You have to go all the way over to the tower to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. It's kind of like
it's a villa and they have the coffee maker in there, but that's not the same thing.
You know what it's like? That Hyatt that that y'all stayed at in around the corner from downtown Disney. It's like that.
Oh, the Hyatt Grand Regency. Yeah.
Yeah. Grand Cypress.
Hyatt Grand Cypress.
Yes. Grand Cypress.
That's what it's like. I mean, you know, but it is within walking distance of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And Hyatt Grand Cypress has a really nice pool.
Yes.
Yeah, and on our Facebook, our Mouse Check Facebook page, everyone is having the same problems we are. Sarah wrote, she likes Bay Lake Tower, no Wilderness Lodge, no Polynesian, no Grand Floridian, no Port Orleans. So, yeah, it's basically like same conversation we're having.
Yeah.
It's hard to decide.
Who posted? Did Bob post?
No, I think, Steve, I think Chris posted that.
I haven't posted yet. It must have been Steve.
Oh, okay. It could have been Steve.
Was it whiny? If it was whiny,
if
it was
Steve. Whiny, no, it was Steve.
Wasn't. The well, okay. So who's next? Who's going next with the Villas?
Can I go next? Just yes. Because I interrupted Lisa, mm-hmm. So you can sure. Get me out of the way.
Sure.
I'm gonna pick. I'm only gonna pick one, and I'm going to say Animal Kingdom Lodge, because if I'm staying at a villa with my family, it's probably a long trip, and I don't need easy access to the parks. What I do want is good food, good theming, things for my kids to do, and nice pools. And that's pretty much covered at Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's gorgeous. And I love those pools. I think they're totally underrated. So I'm excited that we're all going to get to try them out next week together and see what we think of them. So.
Okay. That was quick and easy.
Wow. I know.
Wow. Okay. Lauren.
Oh, I get to go.
We're going to let the ladies go first. We did that last couple of rounds.
That's nice.
Yeah.
On this one, I really have only stayed at a couple of the villas, so it's hard for me to judge. I would be basing mine on location and visual, what I've seen and what I like about the resorts themselves. For me, it would probably be Beach Club or Animal Kingdom. And Animal Kingdom, I just think the rooms are absolutely beautiful. And I think the Savannah is beautiful. The hotel is beautiful. So for a mm-hmm. villa, I think that's a great location.
If you plan on hanging back at the resort a lot, Animal Kingdom is a great place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Beach Club, I love the location of Beach Club. I love Epcot. And I don't like Bay Lake Tower. So for me, Beach Club would definitely be my option.
Would you like Bay Lake Tower if you had a 3-bedroom top floor facing the theme park?
Probably.
That's what I thought.
Oh, those 3 bedrooms are gorgeous. Bob and I got to go into one of them and we thought it was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was incredible, even though I'm terrified of heights. And I couldn't even. Yeah.
Did you go on the balcony?
I sort of did. Kind of like that picture that we have on the Mouse Chat page of me in the tower at the Contemporary.
Side.
Yes, where I'm clinging to the side. Yeah, kind of like that. I also had a problem walking across the bridge at Bay Lake from Bay Lake to the Contemporary. That just freaked me the heck out. So, totally cannot do heights like that. Just scares me.
All right, so Bob, what's your choice?
I'll keep that in mind, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you know my one weakness.
I have some. Yes.
His
yes,
kryptonite.
Steve, you going next, I guess?
Sure. Well, I mean, with Lisa, I like, of course, Beach Club. And then for all the reasons everyone said. And it's a nice small resort for the villas. So I like Animal Kingdom. The only slight downside is the walk when I'm like in Kidani. But the rooms are beautiful. The resort's beautiful at Kidani, but sometimes I feel like you're just walk.
Well, yeah. to take the most advantage of the Savannah, it's kind of a horseshoe-shaped building.
Yeah.
And so if you enter in the middle, you may have to go to the very edge of that horseshoe, and it is a lot of walking.
Now, the advantage if you drive is the parking garage is right below, and we've stayed there before, and you take the elevator. I mean, we took the elevator basically right down to the car, hopped in the car and left. So that's nice, too, if you're staying there and have a car.
Yeah, that helps.
Is that what you were going to say, Chris? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Think alike.
All right, Bob.
I go with Kidani, but I agree with the points everybody raised. I think it works well. A, if you have a car. B, keep in mind it is or potentially could be a very long walk to your room. And C, that it may be more ideal for people that are going to spend more time at the resort than at the parks. You know, maybe regulars or people who travel frequently. But great pool area. Beautiful lobby in Kidani. Awesome Savannah. I think I like their Savannah better than the one at Animal Kingdom Lodge, actually. of course, the great restaurants at Animal Kingdom and all around that is a winner. That is a great resort.
Okay, so no one's jumping on Saratoga.
Ugh, no. I stayed there.
We stayed there.
Not a fan.
It's serviceable, but it has no charm. That's the problem.
It looks like a condo complex or an apartment complex. And I also got trapped on the balcony once years ago.
How do you get trapped on the balcony? Did Donna lock you out?
Well, the door like got stuck. We thought it locked and it had a had about 10 minutes of panic. Because we were like on the third floor, and what are you going to do? Yeah.
And you had to go potty?
Well, no, but I was contemplating like, well, if I'm trapped here and I can't get back in, I wonder if I could jump down from the balcony without killing myself or breaking any major,
But was
bones.
Someone on the inside of the room?
No, there was nobody else in the room or on
the
balcony.
Okay, so it wasn't stuck or anything.
Luckily,
it was
the door wasn't locked. It was just stuck, and somebody else was outside. They said, oh, no, you kind of just have to jiggle the handle a little bit, and the door popped open. But Chris is absolutely right. It has, and I very rarely say those words, but it has no charm whatsoever.
Does nothing for me. You'd never know you were at Disney. You wouldn't know you were anywhere nice. I mean, it's not awful, but...
And it's huge, too. I mean, talk about a big resort.
Yeah. You definitely drive and park the car and...
The only advantage is you can walk to Downtown Disney or take a boat.
And we stayed there once in a studio.
You could be at any condo complex, any apartment complex within the city of Orlando, and it looks just like that.
Truly.
Yeah. It's
All right. I know I didn't prepare you guys for this, but... I'm going to throw one more at you. Favorite off-site resort or hotel?
None.
Pick one. At least I didn't say favorite on iDrive.
See, that's been my only experience with some flop house on iDrive that I stayed at one night. And it was awful. I think there were ladies of the evening out there.
They were taking down police tape.
That was terrible. It was just awful. I needed one night and I was all by myself. And it was so disgusting, I didn't even use a shower.
There was a chalk outline in the middle of the floor when you opened the door.
And you know what? It was mentioned in a very well-known guidebook as being okay. And I thought, well, Len Testa, he's not going to lie. And he was wrong.
Did he lie?
I never got a chance to tell him that. But yeah.
Did you tell him who
numbers,
you were
he,
when you checked in?
He didn't know about that hotel.
Well, maybe he likes that kind of atmosphere. I have no idea.
Nice. He likes the I-92 or 192.
Oh, it was so bad. Little things like roaches outside, which I know it's Florida, but come on, fool me. Don't let me see the roaches.
There are... I've stayed in a few now off-site properties, especially traveling with business. I tend to stay within the Downtown Disney area. I'm trying to think of that one that I stayed at that I really, really liked, and I can't think of the name. But it's right near Downtown Disney. It's on that same road across from Downtown Disney.
Hotel Plaza Boulevard.
Yeah, Hotel that Plaza Boulevard. It's on that roadway there.
The only one I know there is the Grosvenor.
No, it's a good neighbor hotel. I know that. I just can't think of the name. But it'll come to me, and maybe I'll post it on the Mouse Chat page.
Steve
but,
is
but there's
frantically
a few
looking.
There, and there's a Holiday Inn there that I think is a good neighbor hotel that I stayed in that's pretty nice. But a lot of these off-site hotels, they charge for parking, which that just aggravates me. You know, you're paying to park your car. I don't know. I think that's just a ripoff.
Yeah, and they don't. And people book thinking that they're getting a better rate, and then they don't realize they're paying $20 or $15, $20, $25.
Right. You have to be very careful with a lot of these offsite properties. That's what I've seen too. And I've stayed at, like the Crown Plaza near Universal, and I've stayed at. Like the Grand Cypress, which is really nice, which is around the corner from Downtown Disney, and you guys have stayed there, Steve and Lisa. But you get the base price, and then there's resort fees tacked on a lot of times, and then there's parking fees, tacked on, even for self-parking. So by the time you add it all in with the taxes and everything else, you're paying $40, $50 more a night on top of this great base rate.
Well, and if you do park and, you know, you're paying that $20 a night and you drove because you want to drive to the Magic Kingdom and be on your own schedule, you're still going to pay park parking.
Right. Right.
So you just shot yourself in the foot a whole lot.
Yeah, so that is definitely something to consider. I mean, but there's no shortage of nice hotels. I mean, the Holiday Inn there is perfectly fine as a hotel. The Crowne Plaza on Universal Boulevard, I just stayed there two nights. And granted, it's closer to Universal, but it's not far from the Disney parks. And those rooms are spacious and very nice. And the parking is free there, also nice. The Hyatt Grand Cypress, I mean, despite the resort fees, very nice. I mean, there's a bunch to choose from. The one that I cannot recommend, Buena Vista Palace, that place was a disappointment.
Oh, that's where we stayed.
Really? And did no problems there? Or
no, I mean, they were okay. It wasn't my favorite place to stay, but it was clean. The rooms were clean.
Let's see.
But they gave us, like, we were there with a cheer squad, and we had some problems because of that.
Oh, no. Our room was definitely not clean, and it was, I mean, there were water spots from, like, where cups had been placed.
Although I do have to say my bathroom door was broken.
It was, the room was dusty. It looked like it hadn't been cleaned. I mean, there were cigarette butts on the balcony. I closed the door to the bathroom, and there was a robe from the past guest still in there.
Maybe that's why my door couldn't close.
And then I went to use the shower.
Did you use it, Bob?
I didn't use it. Although
sat in lounge.
When I called housekeeping and said, you know, somebody left this robe, they said, well, how do you know that that's not the resort's robe that we give to guests? And they were kind of snotty. I said, well, because it's black with, like, multicolored stars on it, and it's covered in, like, pet hair.
Yeah. Oh,
my
funny.
God, that's
maybe
terrible.
They were cleaning in their robe.
Yeah. Oh, and then I was like, you know what? Fine. I just want to take a shower, and I pull the handle on the shower, and the water starts coming out, and the handle comes off. So now the water is gushing out of the shower, and the handle is
in
my hand. We had a problem with our tub there. Our tub wouldn't drain.
Look, don't try to blame your incredible Hulk-like strength.
I also had 5 girls in one room.
And then the other thing to keep in mind there with the parking, if you bring a car to that resort, is the self-parking. I mean, they really want to discourage you from self-parking. And to do so, they will park you, it felt like we were in Epcot. I mean, it's not that far, obviously, but it was really, really far away. It was very, very inconvenient. Another good thing to consider, keep in mind with the Good Neighbor hotels, is if you don't have your own car, the buses
are horrible.
Can be horrible. Maybe, once an hour, and they may not run all hours.
And when they take you to the Magic Kingdom, they take you to the other side, so you got to go on the ferry or the monorail.
Right. Right, they don't park in front because they're not allowed, right, like the Disney buses. So lots of, I mean, small things to consider, but they can definitely
have it does add time to your day.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think our favorite off-site right now is, like you were saying, is probably the Grand Cypress. Just because you can get a good rate, it's fairly close, but they do tack on resort fees that you got to watch out for. You know, they have like a, I don't know, they call it a resort fee, and it includes like local calls and
a newspaper.
Yeah, and the rock climbing wall or something. I don't know, and it's like $15 a day something like that. And then they do the same thing with self-parking where it's either 10 or 15.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's 15 now. Yeah. It's just, Donna just stayed there. And, yep.
I like that one. Was it it's the Marriott, right?
The Marriott.
No, that's
World,
a Hyatt.
Or, well, no. The other one where we stayed with your sister?
Yeah. We stayed at the Marriott World Center, which is close to Epcot, kind of that road that Epcot is on. Mm-hmm. And that was nice.
Is that the bad one?
No, that's a huge one.
That's
Marriott,
that huge
World
Marriott.
Yeah, you'd know it if you saw it. It's across the street from the Crebe Royale. It's across, 535.
Yeah, and it's close to Gaylord Palms, which is also a nice one. We've been
It's close
into.
To Gaylord Palms?
Yeah, pretty close.
Gaylord Palms is further out.
Well, yeah, it's actually
not that far from Gaylord Palms.
Yeah, but it's in that area.
Yeah.
We're talking about the one that's right on the corner there. Like when we go off to Walmart.
If you're talking about Cariba Royale and in that area, you're not terribly far from Gaylord Palms.
Yeah.
Gaylord's I always picture that as further out.
It's not that bad, but you know what? Nice. Cariba Royale is, I've seen those rooms because a buddy of mine stayed there for a convention. Those rooms are really, really nice.
We were there.
Yeah, we had to stay there because our ship, we were going on a Disney cruise, and the ship got stuck at Castaway Key. And so they had to put everyone up somewhere, and they didn't have rooms at Disney, so they relied on all their connections. And so they put a bunch of us up at Caribe Royale, and we had
a suite
where it's like a Homewood Suites where you've got the living room area with the convertible sofa couch, and then the two queen size in the bedroom area, and it was very nice, very spacious, plenty of room. They were good. They handled the situation very well.
Yeah, it was very nice. So there's a lot of good choices, but just like Bob was saying and everybody, there's some that if you aren't so lucky that are pretty horrible. So you kind of have to do your homework. And we've definitely stayed in some of those that were, I mean, when we stayed at that Marriott, the reason we stayed at the Marriott is because we had 7 days at another place that was so bad that on day two, we just left it. And left our money and
that was horrible.
We got a timeshare from somebody who's like, "Hey, come on down. We've got a timeshare you can use. We're not going to use it." And it had the word like celebrity and the word spa and all these fancy words, and it was on 192. And I was like, "This doesn't all add up." And of course, we got there, and it was unbelievably horrible.
The pool.
It was.
I really felt like I was swimming in a toilet.
And then the toilet wasn't like attached to the bottom, it wasn't like bolted down.
We have a list of things.
It kept coming up, and then we took the soap out of the little box that it's in, and it was all covered in mold. The inside of the box was moldy. And then they have another room next to it. It's a two bedroom, but
it's a lock off.
But they locked off the other door, and the door's like paper thin, and it's like 2 inches off the ground, and they're like smoking in there.
Oh, no.
And the smoke was coming
under the
door.
It's like coming under the door.
This is my fear for people that, you know, if you've never been to Orlando or you're not familiar with the area and you book something on 192 because, close proximity to Disney parks. And they can get right on I-4 typically or the 528 or something and get to the parks easily. But 192 especially is a you don't know what you're going to get there.
It's a cesspool.
There's a lot of them that are.
And there are good places on 192. I mean, Windsor Hills is right up the road on 192, and that's actually a nice gated community.
Yes.
Those are condos.
That's why I say
you
don't know what you're going to get. I mean, because you can find nice places, but
I would say,
if you don't know.
I would say that in general, if a resort is listed is on 192 and it's not, you know, something like Gaylord Palms or something like that, or Windsor Hills, stay away.
Call us.
Unless you know the area well enough. I certainly won't make that mistake again. It's funny because I remember, you know, back in the 90s, it was always iDrive that was iffy. And now iDrive, International Drive, seems fine to me for the most part.
There's still some, I think, on iDrive. And there's some even that are down by the convention center. Like, the Peabody Hotel is nice.
Yeah, that is very nice.
There's some fancy hotels over there that are nice.
Yeah.
And that is going to wrap up this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mousechat.